今日の文法はご入金なさる
which is an honorific expression of 入金する to show respect to the person who's doing something. So we're going to be talking today about honorifics and humble. Honorific expressions are used when talking about somebody else. You're taking that person and you're raising them up. So another person, kind of tilt your head, you're looking up to them, you're raising them up. So in this case, the honorific verb that replaces suru is
nasaru.
Now, the meaning is exactly the same. It means to do. It's just a much more polite way to say it. Nasaru is an old verb, so it's treated very similar to kudasaru. To form the mas form of the verb, we drop the ru and add
nasaimasu,
much as we say kudasaimasu. So, again, same exact meaning, but this nasaru is extremely polite, and when it's talking about somebody else's action. So, in the dialogue we had,
おいくらご入金なさいますか?
How much will you deposit?
いくら入金しますか?と同じです。
Exactly the same, except for in the latter one, the polite one, いくら入金しますか? This isn't polite enough for business. So, same exact meaning, how much will you put in, just that します is replaced with
なさいます
to show extreme politeness. Now, the key with honorifics is you're talking about the action of another person. Now, we're going to introduce the humble form. In this case, you're talking about your own action. You're lowering your position. But this is your own action. In today's dialogue we had,
お名前をお呼びいたします。
I'll call your name. Now, お呼びいたします is a humble expression of
呼ぶ
to call. And when saying お呼びいたします, the speaker is showing a lower position in respect to the receiver of the action. So what does this all mean? Basically, the speaker is lowering their position and talking about their own action. So I'm going to call you. I'm going to call your name respectfully. And the construction here is itashimasu is the polite form of the verb itasu, which is the humble form of suru. In addition, we also do something to the verb. In this case, we have
yobu.
So we start out with yobu, which means to call. So let's take this, the exact same sentence. Namae wo yobu, to call a name. The next step of politeness is
呼びます.
Whole phrase.
名前を呼びます.
To call a name polite. Now we're going to make it humble. So in order to do so, first we have to change the verb. 呼ぶ becomes
呼びます.
Here we take the honorific prefix お, we put it in front of the verb, then we take the ます stem of the verb. We get
お呼び.
Honorific prefix お, plus the ます stem, お呼び. Then we follow it with
する.
And this construction means the same thing as 呼ぶ, to call, but it's a respectful way to talk about your own actions. Okay? So, お呼び doesn't change. What now changes
する.
And する is the plain form of the verb to do. So now we're going to make this the polite form. So the polite form of する is
します.
So we have
お呼びします.
Now, up until now, you're saying this construction, what are you guys doing here? What's going on? So if this construction seems a little difficult up until this point, I'd like to introduce you to a phrase you've been using all along, one of the first ones you've learned, which is this exact construction. You just never learned it this way. And that phrase is
お願いします.
This is the same exact thing. お願いします is a very respectful way to lower your position and ask for something. So you've been using this construction all along. It's probably one of the first phrases you learned. はじめまして。よろしくお願いします。You're using this construction all along. You just never knew it. You start out with the verb to wish.
願う.
Then we put the honorific prefix O in front and take the mas stem.
お願い.
Then we follow it with
する.
This is in the plain form. Now we take the polite form.
お願いします.
So you see you've been using it all along. Now let's jump back to お呼びします. Now, suru, again, is polite. Suru is the normal verb for to do. But when we want to talk about being humble, the humble verb for to do is?
Itasu.
So suru is replaced with?
Itasu.
So the expression now becomes?
Oyobi itasu.
Now, this is the plain form. Now we want the polite form of itasu, which is?
Itashimasu.
And we have?
Oyobi itashimasu.
All this to get the same meaning as to call. So yobu and oyobi itashimasu have the same exact meaning, but the difference is in the respect level. And one more thing, this itashimasu, sometimes you'll hear extremely polite Japanese people introduce themselves with
よろしくお願いいたします,
which is the same exact thing as よろしくお願いします, just much more polite.
If you're talking about someone else's action, します becomes なさいます. If you're talking about your own action, します becomes いたします.
Let's try and clear it up this way. So we're going to kind of jump away from this. We got really difficult because business Japanese can get difficult fast. So we had the oyobi in there. Let's just take a look at nasaru and itasu. Let's just compare them. And the way I used to do this was when I was in Japanese school, I would always speak with honorific Japanese with my teacher. So for example, Naomi sensei, kino nani o nasaimashita ka? What did you do yesterday, sensei?
何もしませんでした。ピーターさんは何をしましたか？
私は勉強いたしました。 So I studied, but the politeness level here is on opposite, like extremely polite here. I'm raising Naomi sensei up and I'm lowering myself down. So this is the most polite. This is some of the most polite possibilities inside of the Japanese language. For example, let's give you another comparison because it may not be clear yet. So let's pretend Yuichi and I are classmates and we'll just use classmates same level, talking about plans tonight. Yuichi, 今夜何する?
新宿に行く。
So what are you doing tonight? I'm going to 新宿. Okay, so very casual. Now co-workers. Yuichi-san, 今夜何しますか?
新宿に行きます。
So the する became します。 And 行く became?
行きます。
Okay, now we're going to jump back to that conversation between sensei and student, 生徒. Same conversation, let's just make it much more polite.Notice, Yuichi-sensei is going to start first. He's going to raise Naomi-sensei up with honorific Japanese.
Naomi-sensei, 今夜何をなさいますか?
So notice, しますか became なさいますか? Naomi-sensei was raised up. Now, because Yuichi is in a lower position than Naomi, Naomi can answer any way she wants. She wouldn't answer with polite Japanese, the same level, because she's in a higher position. So she can answer in polite Japanese or lower.Naomi-sensei, answer please.
新宿に行きます。
So Naomi answered in polite Japanese. Yuichi, 尊敬語, very polite Japanese, honorific Japanese. Naomi-sensei, polite Japanese. Now, this time, Naomi-sensei is going to ask Yuichi-sensei, Yuichi, what he's doing. And he's in a lower position, so he's going to talk about his own actions, so he's going to lower his position when talking to a person of higher status.
今夜何しますか、Yuichi さんは。
Notice here, Naomi-sensei, polite, regular, polite Japanese, higher status. And now Yuichi's talking to a person of higher status, so he answers with?
テストがあるので勉強いたします。
I have a test today, so I'll be studying. And the verb to do, します, is replaced with いたします. And again, this is extremely, extremely polite. Naomi-sensei, would a normal student speak to their teacher in this manner?
I don't think so. Do you speak to your professor like that?
No, just します。
だよね。Yeah. でも、when you're talking to the customer, you must use it.
This and there are many other verbs. Again, when speaking about your own actions, lower your position. Humble Japanese. 謙譲. When speaking about the customer or the other person's action and raising them up, 尊敬語,